The wind picked up along the Tekatna River as Aaron Peck blew through the checkpoint. Peck is coming off a 24-hour rest in McGrath. He's pleased with his lead dogs.
Dakar and Sabretooth. They're both 3 years old, so they're just right in their prime. They're just loving the trip.
Hey, fellas. Hey.
But dogs are tricky. Brent Sass had to drop two of his main leaders back in Rainy Pass. Now he's thinking of other ways to run his team.
When you don't have your main dogs, especially ones that have run on the coast can be challenging for them because it's totally white out possible. So try everybody up there. Switch them around a lot and see who does best in what conditions.
Dropping a leader might be in the cards for Mike Williams Jr. of Akiak.
You know, I don't want to drop him. If I carry him now and try him out after that rest, and he'll have well over 30 hours of rest, and then maybe he can bounce back and make it to Nome.
The young veteran says he's not ready to make any major decisions, but major decisions were made for Ramey Smith. He says a vet forced him to leave a very experienced lead dog back in Squintna.
His name was Barley. He was a perfect dog, immaculate health. He should be here helping the team. He's a leader. I'm sure he misses the fact he's not here. I miss him.
It was a move Smith didn't agree with. He was still stewing over the incident as he furiously bootied up his dogs in Tekatna. He says he's trying not to let it get to him.
Yep, get you off on the wrong foot. Now I'm doing great. You know, my dogs are doing great. And I've got a very positive attitude that I want official action against those vets.
Smith requested an official apology from race veterinarians. He's also requesting official action from the race marshal. On the Iditarod Trail in Tekatna, I'm Emily Schwing.